Well, we are happy to welcome to the studio for the first time, well, I guess trio now, started as a duo, but they are called the Cuckoo Bees. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
And they're Corey Kaufman and Michaela Haynes, the original trio, and then Matt Mobley recently joined them on bass.
Yeah.
And,
the new guy.
Yeah. Just in September, I think, right?
Yes.
So is this a permanent thing, or is this just when you can? Or yeah?
It's permanent.
It's permanent,
oh,
yeah.
Awesome. Great.
It keeps showing up.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun to see. Well, welcome, everybody. Excited to have you here. Well, let's get started. Have you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat and find out more about the Cuckoo Bees. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with a song called No Sad Song.
Singing songs around this place for months, drinking and puking out my guts. The people around here, they don't care. Their lifeless faces everywhere are waiting for that sad song. They all know. Well, this ain't no sad song. So what if nothing ever goes your way? If it's one thing my mama taught me, you make the best of it and not be some. Sorry for yourself, sad sack of crap. Cause life's too short to fuss and fit, and your happiness is what you make of it. Cause there's a good life waiting out there for you to find it. And you can leave this broken place behind when you want to. There's no need to be ashamed of this sad gaze in your eye. Come with me and you'll see the wondrous life this world can bring. The one I love, but that don't mean I'm not thinking of all the good times we had. I lost somebody close to me, someone who meant the most to me, and I struggle to keep my head. Your life's too short to fuss and fit, and your happiness is what you make of it. Cause there's good life to find it. You see, there's a million things in life that we don't know, and there's a million other places where we won't go. There's so much to be said, so many people to be met. You can leave this broken place behind when you want to. There's no need to be ashamed of the sadness in your eye. Come with me and you'll see the wondrous life this world can bring.
Cuckoo Bees live from Studio A. And tell me about that tune.
Hey, well, that's a song, probably our oldest song. It's called No Sad Song. And sheesh, I think I might have been in high school when it first came into existence. Mm-hmm. And but it's transformed and been made way better. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. It's a xylophone feature. For
yes,
sure.
Yeah, yes.
And that was the point. I remember when I was in high school, the band teacher at the time, I went to Denfeld High School. Sebastian Tackling gave me this old rinkety xylophone, and then I wanted to do something that he would, so then he knew I was using it. So I did this really crappy demo of this song and a xylophone part, and actually I don't know if I ever showed it to him, but that was the intention, was to show him that I was using it for good.
Well, and since our audience at home can't see who's playing what, you're actually playing guitar today, and Michaela is playing the xylophone and the drums over there.
Yeah.
And so you actually met in the percussion section at UWS, is that right?
Yeah. We met before that, but we didn't start hanging out and liking each other, I guess, until when UWS mm-hmm. played in the percussion section in the symphonic band, and also percussion ensemble.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not being someone who's been in a band before, so what, when you're in the percussion section, do you play a lot of different things? Did you specialize in certain things?
It's kind of a bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't really come into the UWS percussion world particularly liking mallet instruments. I was actually more about snare drum, of all things.
Same. But I was drum set.
Yeah. Yeah. But once you enter that level of seriousness about music and percussion, especially, you get to learn all different types of percussion instruments. And I just learned to absolutely love mallet percussion.
Really? So what was it that drew you to it? What would
you like? Marimba. And just the beautiful sounds mm-hmm. that you can draw from it with different techniques and whatnot.
And it's not something that you hear a lot in pop music, which mm-hmm. makes it kind of fun that you have that element in the band.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. But so then what were you playing, Corey, in the percussion section?
It's the same. You kind of bounce around. The goal mm-hmm. is to be as diverse as possible. I have a performance degree in percussion, so with that being sort of trying to know what you're doing on as much as you can. And it's impressive, Michaela, because she was not a music student, but she came in, and you probably put more time in than a lot of some of the majors over yeah. there.
I went to UWS for biology, I spent a lot of time in the music department.
Well, good. I'm glad. You know, it's nice to have things to balance out your brain, mm-hmm. you know, the science stuff and then the music stuff. And so, Corey, how long have you been playing guitar?
Since I was a freshman, or no, before that, freshman in high school, I took lessons for a brief time here at UMD with Jimmy Cooper. I don't think he remembers
nice.
That at all. I hope he doesn't.
Right upstairs from here. Yeah, his office is just right up the stairs.
But I was a terrible student. I never practiced, but he put up with that. So yeah, I played a little bit all along, but this is the first group that I've ever played guitar in, I think. Yeah.
And you know what's funny about that? As we're talking about Jimmy, I was thinking that this band would be a great fit to go on a bill with Dance Attic.
Oh, which we've done
which is,
one time.
Which is his other band.
Yeah, yeah.
Or one of his bands.
Yeah, we would love mm-hmm. to do that again, actually. We did a fun, they're a duo, and we played with them back when we were a duo. Mm-hmm. But now we're a trio, so maybe that won't work as well. They need another member that we can
do.
Well,
it's also kind of the sense of whimsy that you both have. You know, they're very different. Very,
yeah.
very, very different projects. But you are, you know, you both kind of stand out, have a different personality than I think a lot of other bands around.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from your songwriting.
A lot of that is just in the instrumentation itself. Not a lot of people hear a xylophone.
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how much they like it. It's not the most practical. We have to bring it, haul it around with us, but
yeah,
we're
yeah.
trying to develop a better system for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the problem. It takes a little, you have to yeah. assemble it. Now, yeah. yeah now
you saw how long it took.
Yeah,
science.
Takes a little while. Well, we're just thrilled to have you here. And so you've done a few performances. I know I've been intrigued. I've seen your name around and seen that you were doing some performances, although I haven't made it to any of them. But it sounds like you were kind of more focusing, like you've only been doing the Cuckoo Bees for a little over a year. Is that right?
Almost 2 years? We started working on the album 2 years ago.
Okay, okay.
But that was before we hadn't played yet at all. It was more, our whole goal was to get an album out before we really tried to hit the ground running as far as performing goes. But now we've sort of, yeah, the past year we've done a few here and there, mainly just Jason Wusso. He knew what we were up to, so he was always getting us into a Beaners show here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have Matt on bass, it's a lot more exciting to go out and try to play live. And a change. I've never had to be the one to book shows. So I'm learning to check my email more often.
Well, and I want to go back to when you started. So you are two people who play percussion.
Mm-hmm.
How did you decide, like, did you kind of experiment to decide what the sound of the band was going to be? Or was it based on things, because it sounds like you've been writing songs for a while.
Yeah, so some of it was that. It was Michaela heard me play these songs, and then she liked them and wanted to, she pushed me and said that you should be performing these out live, which I did not want to do because it was kind of scary, and I don't play guitar. I don't consider myself a guitar player. I play it like a percussion instrument. You'll never hear a guitar solo, that's for sure. And then so she got familiar with them and the songs, that is, and then she started joining in, singing and whatnot, and then we thought, hey, maybe we could shape this into something kind of unique. And so it's really her kind of starting that spark. And then I think once Jason Wusso found out we were doing that, I think the first show we did was either Woodblind's. We did a very short cameo appearance on their Woodblind CD release show. And then we did their anniversary party.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So we've been forced into it by Jason Wusso, basically.
That's a good way of looking at it.
So, Michaela, other than you know, in a formal setting, had you played music out before, like in this sort of, in kind of a non-university sort of way, or
non-formal? I filled in a couple times for Red Mountain,
but I remember that.
And I had an absolute blast. So I was kind of pushing Corey to, like, all right, we need to do something, because that was way too fun.
Oh yeah, that's right. She filled in on backup singing and dancing.
It was a blast, and performing in the percussion world, that can also be a blast, because we like to have more fun with it as a percussion ensemble. While we were at UWS, we had a lot more fun with it, and used shtick a lot. And
she's no stranger to performing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was...
We performed some pretty goofy, difficult things a few years ago.
Yeah. It used to be scary, but now it's...
It's still scary. I'm scared right now. But I feel good. Someone told me I have a face for radio, so... That made me feel good. That's good, though, right? It gave me some confidence.
What was I going to ask you? I can't remember, so maybe I'll just have you play another song while I contemplate what I was just going to ask. Oh, I know what it was. So she mentioned Red Mountain.
Yeah.
So, Matt, I don't know if you're currently in Red Mountain, but you were... In Red Mountain?
I was for a number of years, but not anymore.
Yeah, you got kind of busy.
Yeah.
So,
we kicked him out.
But Corey plays drums in Red Mountain, and I saw you playing drums for Sadkin, another local band.
Yep.
So do you keep pretty busy drumming for other people?
Yeah, and I used to be a lot more busy a few years ago. There's a handful of projects around that I'm currently about. Tenderness is another one that's kind of fun and different. And so Matt and I go pretty far back playing together with me on drum set, and the jazz setting is probably where we first met and played together.
Okay, nice.
So
nice. All right, so now let's hear another song.
Play a song called Raspberry Seeds. This is a cute one. And our grandparents like, which I know they're listening right now. Think about tomorrow.
I don't know what should become of me if I go on wondering. I might forget about today. I find the things that make me happy are in the simple things you say. I don't really want to leave now, so please don't take me today. 'Cause all I know is I've got raspberry seeds stuck in my teeth, and there's a few hours till the sun goes down. I feel the warmth of the fire now. This is where I wanna be. Been on the run for a while now. I carry no sour grapes, just a pocket full of daydreams and a hint of weary on my face. Been on the run for a while now. I've seen all there is to see. Just another stupid city, a beaten path, a broken dream. 'Cause all I know is I've got raspberry seeds stuck in my teeth, and there's a few hours till the sun goes down. I feel the warmth of the fire now. This is where I wanna be. The blue turns to gray before the moon begins to rise. Too many worn out years, too many worn out lives. I stand before you, I'm a wanted criminal. And there's only one thing that I know. Been on the run for a while now. I carry no sour grapes, just a pocket full of daydreams.
Those are the Cuckoo Bees live from Studio A. And I'm assuming that's one that's on your forthcoming new album.
Yes.
Weeping Willow.
Yes, it is.
So tell me about making the album. How have you been doing that? Where have you been doing that?
Yeah, we've slowly been chipping away at it for a little over 2 years now, which is crazy to think. But the entire time we've been working with Max Molesky of the House of Tarot, which is a studio he runs out of his house. Him and Peter Wittrack live together in a what sort of become a music house in recent years. Since the studio's there now, it's also the rehearsal spot for Red Mountain, Tenderness, Sad Kid, kind of all the above. And yeah, so Max, this wouldn't have happened at all if it weren't for Max and Peter. They're both incredibly supportive and encouraging. And then chipped away. And we also went over to UWS and did some recording there on instruments like the marimba, vibraphone, various percussion instruments, bells, and twinkly, sparkly stuff, and kind of all over the map, which is really sweet of Brett Jones, who's the head of the department over there, and a good friend. So, yeah, and then actually we got some guest performers involved on the album as well. People like Randy Lee, who's plays all over the place. A lot of jazz stuff. He played clarinet and saxophone on a tune. We've got Vaco Lapisto from Woodblind. He did some background vocals, and I think that's what he did. Eli Bissonette played some violin.
Nice. Parts,
which is really neat. And I think, oh, and then there's like a number of bass players. Turns out like all my friends play bass. So we've got Mobley on there, of course, along with a few others that I've played with in the past. One who was a UMD student, but graduated last year and moved down to the cities. Yeah. So it's been slow going, but I feel like it's taken its time in the right way, and we're really happy with how it's come along. And it's supposed to show up today.
Oh, exciting.
So, cutting it close.
Yeah.
Lesson learned that.
I think it always works out that way. Yeah. You know, the band, either you have to drive down and pick it up the day of your release show or something like that. And are you the main songwriter in the band? Or?
Yeah, so far, but Michaela chips in. But for this album, it was mainly me. She helped shape things a little better. Of course, Matt did too. But the fun part for the future is both these two are songwriters.
And we're Matt has two songs on the new Coyote album. Yeah. I was happy to see. That's so exciting. You had one on one album, and now you get two. So in 10 years, it's going to be all Matt Mobley.
Yeah. Which they both sound great, by the way. Matt gave me a sneak peek. Yeah.
Yeah, we're loving that album too. We got a little sneak peek of it as well. So, and it sounds like you've had some of those songs for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So you kind of had them saved up, and were just bringing them into the project.
Sitting at home in my iPhone voice memos for way too long.
Did you ever do performing on your own? It sounds like it was something you were a little hesitant about.
I did one time, and it was scary, and it was just for. What was it? The songwriter something?
Oh, yeah.
At Beaner's there was a
songwriting competition.
Yeah, like you get 24 hours to come. They give you a topic.
Oh, right.
And you have 24 hours to come up with something. And then Michaela thought that'd be a good idea for
beautiful.
Me to do. And of course, Jason and Dan, or Dan Dresser, were like, you should do it. And I said, sure. And then I regretted saying sure. But then it worked out and I had to do it on my own. I sat on a chair and wore white pants and played the guitar. And there's a picture of it, but that was my only solo time, and I hope it never happens again.
That seems kind of like the most terrifying way to start your solo performing career.
Yeah.
Here's a song that I wrote in 24 hours,
exactly.
And now I'm going to perform for you. Yeah. So good for you.
Oh, thanks.
Good for you.
Threw myself into the fire.
Yeah. It sounds like you're very persuadable, very... Peer pressure is a thing that works on you.
Peer pressure has been most of my life. I think that's even how I went to college, actually. Yeah. Brett Jones came over to Denfeld and visited, and, hey, you should go to school. And I was like, huh, I should? What? And then next thing I knew, I was signing papers and taking out loans and paying for those loans now.
Well, it seems like so far it's working out okay.
Yeah, I'm glad I did it. I'm really happy. It's one of those things, you know, if I knew now whatever that saying is, what do I know now? I wish I did back then. Something like that. Anyways, I'm happy I went to school, I guess.
All right. Well, what do you want to finish up with here? We have time for one
more
tune.
We're going to play a song called Midnight Calling. It's another cute one. Never thought I'd be here, still taking my time, still caught in a web of plans, of dreams, of wishes of mine. Do you remember stories you tell? Fell across my face, I listened.
said you were meant to be the biggest of them all. Even the sun next to you would seem small. Now everything's on fire. Open the door. Everything you left behind has melted through the floor. But I still remember the day you moved on. Caught up in the wind that took your breath and made you strong. It's been 5 years since I've seen you. It doesn't seem like it's the end. I still keep a picture of you on the wall inside my head, so I won't waste the chance of seeing you again. I tried to burn the bridge, but burnt myself instead. What the sign said so many years before, all alone, it was you I was waiting for. I guess the sign burned too. I never thought I'd be here. Same place as before. The place we knew well when we were young is ours no more. And as I of them all. Even the sun next to us would seem small.
The Cuckoo Bees live from Studio A. Catchy tune. I like it.
Hey, thank you.
I like that one. And again, they are Corey Kaufman, Michaela Haynes, and bassist Matt Mobley.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming in. Today's live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Andrew Ressler and Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.